News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
All right. We had Fáilte Ireland on the show yesterday. Vincent Wall spoke to them. Huge reaction from listeners talking about Rip Off Ireland, that old chestnut. We heard from John from Kilkenny earlier on the show this morning, who talked about a hotel stay. He paid 800 quid for it back in February. It got cancelled because of everything happening, coronavirus. Went to rebook it, same hotel, exact same week, exact same number of nights, exact same number of guests. It was now 1,100 quid. Eddie Hobbs joins us now. Eddie Hobbs, economist, financial advisor and author of Rip Off Republic. Eddie, Rip Off Ireland, did it ever go away?
It briefly went away when we had the depression conditions there after the global financial crisis. But unfortunately, the Irish prices overall, our cost of living, is about 34% higher than the EU average. Now, that's including countries, you know, recently joined countries. But if you compare Ireland, say, to Germany, you know, we're quite a bit more expensive, like about a quarter more expensive than Germany. So we're very high, and we're over 30% more expensive than Italy.
But are our income levels that bit higher?
No, because I mean, if Germany is a very wealthy country, France and Italy are not exactly cheap and cheerful countries. Denmark is more expensive than us, but like we've moved back up to the top of the list. And over us, really, are countries like Switzerland,
okay.
Iceland.
So, but if we're not all earning more money, then why are things so much more expensive here?
Well, it's a whole pile of reasons. You'd need another television series to cover it. But a lot of it has to do with, obviously, the infrastructure we have over here, the lower density of population. All of those things don't stand to us. And if we do compare ourselves against very small countries, we're still more expensive than them, but not by a huge amount.
Okay.
If you look, for example, Eurostat has numbers just out, and if you look at restaurants and hotels in Ireland, we are about 24% more expensive than the EU average. We're 22% more expensive than Germany. You know, we're over 2.5 times more expensive than Turkey, which you'd expect. But we're over 70% more expensive than Portugal, and so on it goes. And when you look at our food is okay, we're a bit more expensive, not too much more, but because the tax then our alcohol levels are, you know, or what we pay for booze, is more expensive.
We can always change the tax policy, but issues around population density and infrastructure, they're very hard to change. They take a long time to change, to turn those ships around. So for the short term, do we just have to lump it?
Well, I mean, the problem is, everybody wants, well, lots of people want to stay at home and staycations for obvious reasons, which we don't have to get into. But I mean, if you want to juxtaposition the countries in Europe that have had the lowest problems with COVID, I mean, 10 times less than our experiences in terms of people who got infected and people who've died. And you cross-reference that with the cheapest prices. Certain countries are coming out quite well. Like, I mean, Croatia would be 10 times, have 10 times less of the experience per capita of COVID. And Greece even less again. So, and they also happen to be countries like Montenegro that come out quite cheaply.
Yeah. Well, look, I know lots of people listening to this, looking at holidays, booking holidays, wonder where they might go on these green corridors once flights resume. Hard to don the green jersey and stay at home if it's simply cheaper to go abroad.